And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said television is the most disgusting form of not doing that we have. How can we have art if entertainment is everywhere? The poet Robert Bly, born in Lacaparle County, Minnesota, 1926. Poetry collections include The Light Around the Body, Eating the Honey of Words, his nonfiction book Iron John, a book about men, spent 62 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list back in 1990. Robert Bly, who graduated from Harvard, lived in a small cabin in northern Minnesota writing poetry every day, went off to New York City in the 1960s, worked as a file clerk, a typist, a painter, off and on. Rest of the time, he wrote poems, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. His first collection, Silence in the Snowy Fields, came out in 1962. It's the birthday of the British poet laureate Carol Ann Duffy, born 1955 in Glasgow, grew up in Staffordshire, England, started writing poetry when she was 11 years old. Carol Ann Duffy said, "I'd be in my leather miniskirt and boots up to here. I'd finish work, get paid, and would buy 10 cigarettes, a bottle of Hirondelle Rosé, and a new poetry book, and that would be the rest of my Saturday." It's the birthday of one of the great champions of poetry, Harriet Monroe, born Chicago, 1860. She took a trip around the world in 1911, and on that trip she got the idea for a literary magazine devoted entirely to poetry, which turned out to be Poetry, a Magazine of Verse, first published in 1912. And it's the birthday of Norman McLean, born in Clarinda, Iowa, 1902. He was a scholar and a fisherman and grew up in Missoula, Montana, at the confluence of two great trout streams in a family that he said did not draw a clear line between religion and fly fishing. And out of it he wrote his autobiographical novella, A River Runs Through It. Did not publish it until he was in his 70s, and thereafter wrote a nonfiction book called Young Men and Fire, about a wildfire in Montana that claimed the lives of 13 firemen. It came out 2 years after his death in 1990. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, Looking at the Stars. I still think about the shepherds, how many stars they saw. We owe our love of God to these sheep that had to be followed or companioned all night. One can't just let them run. By midnight, the stars had already become huge talkers. The parent sits in her proud chair and is punished. The dog follows the hunter. Each time a story ends, there is such a long pause before another begins. Those of us who are parents and getting older long as tonight for our children to stand with us looking at the stars. Here it is, 8,000 years later, and I still remember. A poem by Robert Bly, Looking at the Stars, from Eating the Honey of Words, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.